Hey guys, Tim here. Wanted to jump in and give you an opportunity. You can support our show. I don't know if you know this, but the number one way podcasts spread and grow is through referrals. It's through people telling their friends, hey, I found this podcast and I love it and I think you'll love it too. And so if you've been listening to this show for a while and you love it, share it with your friends. Tell everybody you know about it. I'm sure a lot of you are already doing that, but maybe you're not. Send a link. Send us something out to one of your friends. All the apps make that super easy. Just share it. And if this is your first time listening to this show, do that too. Just give it a shot. Send it to some people. Act like you love it and then listen to it. And then maybe you'll regret it. Maybe you won't. Who knows? Maybe it pays off for you. But yeah, just go ahead real quick before this episode starts. Hit share. Tell your friends about it. And then that will go a long way to help this show grow and continue to be here for the next 70 years. We're not going to live that long. Hey, man.
What's up?
Oh, what happened to our studio?
We got robbed.
Oh, my gosh. They took the walls.
They took everything.
They took the walls. They replaced them with worldly gray walls.
It's called worldly gray.
Yeah. These walls are so gray. It's worldly.
It is called sinful, that. You're stuck on that for
sinful
some reason.
Walls. Yeah,
no, Jaren, it's just the color that apartments are currently using.
We walked in this room and Jaren was like, this is
worldly gray.
Yeah, and I hated him. I hated him for being able to see this gray.
No. It's just because we just moved out of my apartment.
No, you didn't.
Okay, we're moving out of my apartment tomorrow. Sure.
No. It's December 26th.
Oh, we moved out of our apartment a long time ago. Sorry, my bad. But we had to repaint the walls. Because we had our old studio in there with the blue walls and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we repainted it. And it's worldly gray. And this is the color that all the apartments are currently using.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because it's worldly. They're secular apartments.
That's right. Because landlords are full of sin. Anyway.
The only lord in my life.
The only lord that I... Lord of my heart. My heart, Lord.
As for me and my house, we will serve our landlord.
As for me and my house, I pay rent to God. Oh, I tithe every month.
I like ninth to my landlord.
What'd you say?
Ninth.
Okay.
It's 90% of my income.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's what it is. That's what rents are.
Do you tithe?
No.
Roll a theme song. Give it like a couple more months, I'll be homeless.
It won't take long at all.
I grew up next to a dog food plant. I'm not joking. My town smelled like dog food.
There was no factory.
No one knew why.
I mean, Pepsi's never going to sponsor us. But if they thought about it, we've made a lot of fun of Pepsi on the show.
Things I learned last night.
Stupid. All right. Anyways, have you heard of D.D. Palmer?
D.D. Palmer?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? Kiki Palmer.
You said D.D. I was could like, be lineage, I was like, actually.
No, Kiki Palmer. Okay, who's D.D. Palmer?
Here's what's interesting about
okay.
that.
About that? What could... Okay.
D.D. Palmer is our topic for today. But D.D. had a son, B.J., and then it's not far off to say BJ might have had a daughter, Kiki.
Okay.
So this could be the same lineage.
All right.
I don't know. Most likely not. I would be surprised. But all I'm saying is the abbreviations. Kiki's not an abbreviation. D.D.
Palmer? I do not know this man.
Yeah. D.D. Palmer.
I apologize to this man. I do not know him.
Daniel David is his name. Daniel David okay. Palmer went by D.D. He was born in 1845.
Which D.D. is what you call the grandma who doesn't want to be called grandma. You know what I'm saying? Where she's like, you know, because here's what happens. A lot of these teen moms don't realize that they're going to be a grandmother when they're 47 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, stop calling me that.
And they're like, oh, shucks.
Don't say that in public. We're in Applebee's right now. You can't say that out loud.
And they're like, grandma. Mm-mm. And they go, how about.
They're still flirting with the waiters.
Yeah, I guess. Is that something your grandma did when you were growing up? She took you to Applebee's.
And my grandma still flirts with the waiters.
Okay.
To be fair, my grandma is single.
Why are you saying grandma?
Is that what you call it? Called grandma?
Grandma?
Grandma? What do you say?
I say grandma.
Grandma?
Grandma.
Grandma? Yeah, I don't say the N-D.
You say grandma?
Grandma,
yeah. Like Shama Marema? Grandma?
Yeah, grandma, yeah.
I'm going to call him that.
Grandma. Grandma.
Speaking of Shama, we have a show on February 2nd. Berlin, Maryland. I just got to plug tour dates is what my manager said. My manager said every time you record a podcast, you have to plug these dates.
Yeah. But your shows aren't public, are they?
That one is. I also have a show on February 23rd.
Allegedly.
Not if I got anything to do with it. So DD Palmer. DD is straight up like what? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Have you and Bree discussed what you want your grandkids to call you?
No, we're so far from that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. 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 I mean, like, you guys are not even close to children yet.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but like, I've thought about it.
What do you want your grandchildren to call you?
Haven't I told you this?
What do you want your children to call you? You're skipping a generation.
No, I want to be dad for sure. Mom and dad. Okay.
Yeah, that's normal.
But when my grandkids are around,
Papa.
No, I'm going to go by grandma and Reagan's going to go by grandpa. I think that's freaking funny. If I'm grandma.
But you start it young enough to where it's
that's
normal
what I'm saying.
For the kids.
That's what I'm saying. They don't know. You know what I'm saying? They go. I want to go by grandma and she'll go by grandpa.
They're at their friend's house for Thanksgiving. Sure.
They're talking about grandma, grandpa. They meet, yes. You see what I'm saying? It's setting my kids up to get bullied. I'm setting my grandkids up to get bullied.
And then their grandma is so offended.
So offended.
Because
at that time, it's like 2050. The woke mob has infiltrated the olds, you know? And so I'm going to get my grandkids canceled. This for misgendering their friends' grandparents.
That is insane. That is crazy person behavior.
Yeah.
No, this guy is...
Haxley Pod called me grandpa. That's going to be their names in the future. Something
Haxley
stupid.
Pod?
Haxley Pod? I don't know. Something stupid. So, like, called me grandpa.
Oh, my gosh. Did we even acknowledge that we're in a new studio?
Yeah, you went, oh, we got it robbed or whatever.
Yeah, but did we say what's happening?
Nah.
We're still working on it.
DD Palmer.
We're still working on it.
Yeah, well, we talked about Worldly Gray. It's a new room that we're in.
Yeah.
And eventually it'll look better, which is what I've told everyone about my body for 10 years. eventually this will look better.
Yeah, that's what I tell my financial planner too.
Eventually, my business managers were like, hey, you lied to us when we started this relationship. And I was like, yeah, but you signed a contract. So like, we're in. No, eventually this we'll decorate this and make it look, we'll put like a, you know, poster up or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But we can only do that if you support us on Patreon.
That actually, I was going to say like, this whole move and the last, you know, we started in my apartment dining room. We moved to a bedroom in my apartment.
No, we started in a space.
Oh, I mean like as far as like video. Sorry. We started in like a recording studio. Then we moved to my apartment dining room, got video, got Alex, moved into the bedroom of one of my...
That was a big move.
Yeah. And then we got an actual studio.
Yeah.
And then now we are in a different studio.
Yeah.
And all those jumps have only been possible because of our Patreon supporters. So thank you sincerely.
What's wild is we've had some feedback about Jaren's move. Jaren lives in Los Angeles now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were concerned about this show.
But yeah. They were like, what's going to happen with his liberal slant now? Okay. Like, because Tim's going to be talking about his gas stoves and Jaren's going to come on here talking about electric vehicles the whole time. And it's like, oh shoot, is this going to devolve? And it's like, guys, don't worry. Yeah. All right.
All I'm saying is try to take my stuff.
Give it like a couple more months. I'll be homeless.
It won't take long at all. It
doesn't take long at all in California.
No, but it's pretty wild. And it really is thanks to our patrons that we're able to continue doing the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While you live in a whole different state.
I mean, we need more patrons because I don't want to fly Spirit anymore. Like I want to fly like a good airline.
Yeah.
Make Frontier at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Every Spirit flight increases the likelihood of Jaren not making it back for a shoot. So support us on Patreon so Jared could live.
Yeah.
Anyways, this episode is brought to you by Spirit Airlines.
And then when you see Jared in first class on Delta, you'll be like, I did that.
I did
with
that.
My Patreon dollars.
That was my tithe.
You know? And I'm like, I hate the freaking... It's like when rich people do the whole like donate to this cause. And it's like, hey man, we see your house. Why don't you donate to the cause?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's the good thing though is you don't own a home yet. So we've got some time where we can continue.
I do worry about this sometimes is that because I don't have like a massive online following. I have a decent sized one, right?
Yeah.
And people think that means I make.
That means you're rich.
Right. And I need to be very clear that is not the case.
He's not. Yeah. If you look at the.
Which I feel like you know. I feel like you know when you look at me, you go, no, buddy, you don't gotta say that. We know you're not rich. I know, but I feel like sometimes I just gotta be like, hey guys, some of you are assuming I'm still in my 2017 Honda Civic, you know?
And I'm in my 2003 Honda Civic.
Yeah, no, I'm doing better than Tim. I'll be clear about that.
Oh, well, let's be clear. I own a home as a homeowner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, so D.D. Palmer. D.D. Palmer was a guy who was born in Canada in 1845, lived there with his parents, Thomas and Catherine, for a little bit. And then they moved to...
What year is he born?
1845.
And you think he could possibly be Kiki Palmer's grandfather?
Yeah, I don't
know. Timeline adds up.
Here's the thing.
You don't know who Kiki Palmer is.
Here's the thing. If D.D. Palmer waited to have children until he was like 80.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then B.J. So waited.
1845.
B.J. waited. So then they moved to Davenport, Iowa?
Okay.
Is that on the border?
That's a place that exists.
Davenport, Iowa. Is that on the border?
It's in the middle.
It's in the middle? Yeah. Which one's on the border? There's a town on the border.
Sioux Falls.
Maybe that one. It's on the border with Illinois. Illinois-Iowa border.
No, you're talking about...
I don't know Iowa very well.
Davenport.
It's Davenport. It's Illawaya.
I don't know, dude. If only we had a way to find out.
I've got his whatever you call this, his Wikipedia page up in front of me, but I don't see it.
Yeah, Davenport is on the other side over there. Yeah,
it's on the. Okay, I was right.
Yeah, you're right.
I was
right.
You threw me off. You mean okay? So he
moved. Oh, I don't know stuff, dude.
He moved to Davenport, Iowa, and. Finished out his childhood there.
I was confusing Davenport and Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids is in the middle.
Here's a fun fact about Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is that they have the Captain Crunch factory there. Mm-hmm. It's like a Quaker factory. And so the whole town smells like strawberries. It's
like
legitimately
like good strawberries?
Like legitimately, it's magical.
Interesting.
Like it smells like the wild berries from Captain Crunch.
Ooh, that's nice.
I grew up next to a dog food place. I'm not joking. My town smelled like dog food.
There was no factory.
I didn't know. No one knew why. Yeah. Well, I mean, I knew why.
The river.
Because I was out there dumping dog food in the river all day. It was a very expensive hobby.
Why are you doing that? I don't know, man.
I'm just
throwing bikes in the river, dude. Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that whitest kids you know?
Whitest kids I know is me right now. I didn't know we were going to film. I didn't know you'd be able to see my legs.
Yeah, look at those thighs.
In this new studio.
Some good looking thighs.
It's November. Sorry, it's December.
It's December.
It's December.
So he grows up and then he works at a grocery store, does a couple of their odd jobs here and there. Then he gets into magnetic healing. Have you ever heard of
it?
Ever?
Cool hat.
We need a soundboard.
Okay, so here's another great thing about this new studio.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Alex is in the closet. It's so weird.
We can't even see him anymore. Yeah, he shut the door. He's in a completely different room. This is awful. Oh man. People have been commenting that our episodes are a little more off the rails lately, and I don't
care.
Yeah, I don't give a crap.
They're better that way. D.D.
Ever since I'm rich now, I don't care. I don't care about your poor time, okay?
Okay, so D.D. Palmer, he gets into magnetic healing. Have you seen this?
That's a toy. Okay. So anyway, he grows up in Davenport, Iowa. And this studio's pretty great. I was in the closet. He gets into magnetic healing. Okay.
Have you seen this?
No. No.
You haven't seen this? It was a big thing in the 1800s, like mid-1800s.
Is it
like
magnets would just heal you of all ailments?
Yeah, you just kind of rub some magnets over your joints and stuff. And
I've seen the thing where you hold two like bent rods
that comes
thing,
from
and
it.
You can
that comes from it.
Communicate with ghosts or whatever?
I don't think it's ghosts.
I think it is. I'm serious. Ghosts? Yeah, you're supposed to be able to communicate with the people in the afterlife.
Well, it's like it is. There are some remnants of this. There are those wrist things that you wear that's supposed to help your arthritis. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, relief bands.
Yeah, and they got the two magnets on both sides.
So we actually have one of those for Reagan's car sickness.
Yeah.
Works great.
There are...
Works great.
It's an interesting thing because there are certain things in it that...
Tim.
it works great. It works great. Go to tillin.com/magnetic bracelet thingies.
Here's the thing that works about that company is their bracelets and they're depositing money into my account. Both those things worked perfect.
So great. There's some
conflict if it's real science or not. Like chiropractors.
Yeah. There's the magnets that go on your wrist.
Okay.
What we still have. And then there's kind of like, honestly, kind of similar to what Supplement Superstore has, like things that you can hold that like send magnetic waves through you.
They don't do that. What do you think S2 is doing, dude?
They do at the Blue Springs S2.
They have things that send magnetic waves through you?
Yeah, he said, here, put this piece of metal on your back.
You're joking, right?
And then I'm going to hold this other magnet up to your chest. And that's how I'll know how much you weigh.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious.
Are you serious?
Do they not do that at yours?
They put something on your shoulder.
They didn't put anything on my back. Oh, okay. No, you take your feet off, you stand on the thing, and then
you hold the thing.
Yeah.
Is that sending magnets through your body?
I don't know. I asked him one time. I was like, what does this do? And he's like, I don't know.
They have no idea. Yeah, don't ask them too many questions. They just sell you supplements.
Yeah, they're like,
I mean, I'm freaking huge now, though. It worked.
They're like, it'll be $70.
I trust them.
So that like is the magnetic thing. But early, it was literally just magnets that you would hold, and then they would just kind of like wave magnets around you, and it was supposed to help with blood circulation, which in theory, like there's iron in your blood, so like in theory, you can magnetize the iron and circulate a little bit better. But it's been proven that that's not how that works. And then a bunch of other random stuff. Like it was kind of a panacea type thing. I was like, oh, you got headaches. Let me rub some magnets on your forehead and you'll feel better.
Yeah.
And so he did that type of stuff.
Okay.
And it pretty quickly became something where even back then people were like, this seems bogus. This doesn't work. I think it was more of this doesn't work. Like it wasn't like that looks weird and seems bogus. It was like, this isn't working. The people who were doing it were kind of like scammy people. And so people pretty quickly were like, oh, this is snake oil. Because snake oil was also happening at the time. And so they picked up on it pretty quickly.
Snake oil works, though.
Yeah. Dylan.com/snake oil.
I mean, honestly, do you think we could just try to sell it?
We could sell some essential oils and call it snake oils.
We could just make them snake oils. It's just vegetable oil that we send to people?
We might be onto something.
And it's kind of like, you know what you're buying. You know?
You know it's a joke.
Yeah. And if we charge $75 for it.
That's the thing with gag gifts. It's like people buy that stuff.
Yeah.
Knowing it's fake, but people buy it. I mean, if you would buy it, leave us a comment and then we'll put it on the store. That way Jaren can stop flying Spirit Airlines.
How did you get here in first class, Mr. Myers? Diamond medallion member. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to sound like I'm joking, but I'm a snake oil salesman.
I sell real snake oils.
I'm a
we move two million.
So you're taking advantage of people? No, they know.
No, they know it's snake oil.
They know it's a joke.
They think it's. They do it for the bit. They're doing it for the bit.
People have made me rich for the joke. This is my life is a long con.
It's yeah.
I mean, not a con. But not a con. They know
it's not fraudulent because I'm being 100% honest.
It's a joke. I'm in front of Congress, clear. And they're like, "Dude, you have to account for your billions of dollars." And I'm like, "It's a joke."
Everybody knows it's a joke.
Oh,
we said it.
Gosh,
we had this clip.
People can't take a freaking joke these days.
It's just a joke.
Jared, you committed tax fraud. It was a joke.
If I tell you it's a bit from the beginning, it's parody law.
I sent the IRS some jumbled up headphones and I said, you untangle them, you fraudulent corpse of a person. And then they said, this is illegal. You have to pay your taxes on your snake oil stuff. Yeah. Anyway.
So Dee Dee sets up a whole practice doing this. Like a whole medical practice in Davenport, just magnetic healing people. And it's going decently well.
Wait, did Dee Dee create chiropractic care?
He didn't create anything. He created magnetism.
Okay.
Well, he didn't even create magnetism. He practiced magnetism.
Okay.
And so he's doing magnetism on people. And he's got his little practice, his janitor. He had a janitor who was deaf from birth. Or not from birth. From an accident. He was in an accident and it deafened him. Is that the way you say that?
Okay.
He's in an accident and he lost his hearing as a result of the accident.
Deafened? Yeah, I think actually that might be...
I think that's what you say.
I don't know. If you're listening to this and you're deaf, could you let us know? You did not like that joke.
I immediately winced.
Yeah, I think it's deafened. Yeah, because it's deafened. Anyway. Yeah. It's definitely deafened.
All right. So his janitor
was deaf.
I believe his name is Leland, I believe. And don't quote me on that, but I believe his name. We'll call him Leland for now. Leland was deaf, and they had developed a pretty good relationship. Like, he worked for him for years. And one day, they were just kind of talking about it. And he was like, well, you mind if I just kind of take a look at you? And he was like, what do you mean, talk?
You mind if I take a look at you?
No, he was like, sure, you're the doctor. Like, you, whatever, fine. And so...
But he couldn't say it to me. He had to write it on a board. Do you mind if I take a look at you?
He could probably read lips.
And he goes...
You are right now.
Do you mind if I take a look at you?
His eyes are shut. He hasn't opened his eyes.
You have to verbally respond. I can't.
Sorry. I can't see.
You have to verbally respond. This is a dumb bit.
So he says yes, and the doctor opens his eyes for the first time in their relationship.
Oh, I pictured you as blonde.
I thought you looked way different.
And when you said grandpa, I thought that's on me, though.
I assumed you were a grandpa.
I assumed. I'm sorry. That's on me.
I know it's only 1867.
But I would like to be more progressive than that. That's on me. Sorry. That's on me.
Sorry. Let me write that down for you.
That's on me.
Yeah. Do I need to close my eyes again? So he kind of looks, he's doing his magnetic thing on him, whatever.
Okay.
And he realizes he's got this big bump in his neck. And so he just gives him he's like, could I try to like pop that out?
He did create chiropractic.
Yeah. I just didn't like that you revealed it so soon.
Sorry. I knew that chiropractors wasn't invented in Iowa.
So he pops his neck.
And he could hear the... Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So he pops his neck and they just kind of go on their way. And then over the course of a couple of days, the guy's like, oh, I heard something today. And he's like, did you really? And he's like, yeah. He's like, let's try it again. He pops his neck again. And then over time, eventually he begins to be able to hear again.
Okay.
Allegedly, the guy had in his accident, like there was some swelling in his neck or something that pinched the nerve and that was sending that signal in his brain. And so whenever they popped his neck, he was able to hear again.
I can't believe I made fun of chiropractors earlier when we're doing this. That's funny. Okay.
And so when this worked, Dee Dee was like, oh, I'm going to be so freaking rich.
So the way that my chiropractor tells this story.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear this because I should say, actually, I have seen six different accounts of this story. This is the one that I've seen repeated the most. So I think this is the real one. But I have seen this story very, very different.
Well, the way my chiropractor tells it is it was a deaf guy who he popped his neck. It was his, he even tells you which one it was.
Yeah.
And then, and he said he could hear so well. He told Dee Dee Palmer, I guess, which I didn't recognize the name at the beginning. But he says that I could hear the rickets on the carriage outside.
Oh my gosh.
And so every time we go to the chiropractor, we'd leave. And my chiropractor, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he just knows a lot.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like about chiropractic.
Yes. Yeah.
And he just like, he's very, I wouldn't say socially awkward. He's the kind of guy that he doesn't want to talk about anything
unless
he's not passionate about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're like, hey, you know, what are you doing this weekend? Just seeing some family in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I was just wondering, like, how does this work? I'm glad you asked.
So, and then you talk to him for 30 minutes. Yeah,
and then he's like going, and he's got all these, he has like drawings and stuff, and he shows you. He
pulls out his graphs.
So every time we leave, he really does though. Yeah. And every time we leave, I always just look at Ray and I go, I can hear the rickets on that carriage over there.
There's no carriage.
Yeah. I was like, but I can hear it. Yeah, it must be miles away.
It's a far away carriage.
It's a really far away carriage. That
carriage is so far.
Is there an Amish community somewhere?
That carriage is 70 miles and 70 years in the past, and I can hear it.
I hear the Amish. I know they're around here.
I hear some Amish. Hey, do you guys hear Amish around? That's a great thing to say at next party.
You guys hear any Amish around here? You guys know where the Amish are?
Do you guys know where the Amish? I've been looking for the Amish. I've been here for... Say that.
Let's get this night started. Let's find some Amish.
Say this at your next LA gathering. Like, you guys know where the Amish
guys,
are?
Guys, I've been out here for a couple months now. Where are your Amish
Where
people?
Are your Amish? Like, surely you guys have some just ultra-conservative people who have no technology somewhere around here, right? Right?
The Amish.
The Amish. You're enjoying it and you're enjoying Tillin. You've been around for a little bit. I want to invite you to be a part of our Patreon. We have a Patreon that has early access to all of our episodes, ad-free content, both audio and video. We have a Discord with our hosts and producers. That's a ton of fun getting to hang out with all of our patrons in there. We also do once a month now, we do these live streams with our patrons. We hang out, we get to know each other, we eat pizza. It's a blast. Along with a bunch of other benefits like merch discounts, message on your birthday, like fun stuff. It's definitely worth it. We're having a blast with our patrons. But if that doesn't sound like something for you, then get the heck out of here. Just kidding. No, we love you. Thanks for checking out Tillin Podcast. How do they get it though? I realized I forgot to put a CTA in mine.
Oh, damn. You were doing gum it.
Yeah.
They can text Tillin to 66866.
Thanks, Jaren. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin, TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
All right, anyway.
So he discovers this thing and he starts practicing it to specifically restore hearing. So deaf people start traveling from around the world to see this guy's office in Davenport, Iowa. He gives them a tour and then he cracks their neck.
Gives them a tour?
Yeah.
Why is that burden?
He keeps his eyes closed and he's like, can I look at you?
Can I look at you?
Can I look at you? And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a grandpa.
You're so pretty.
So pretty. So he starts doing this and the deaf community from around the world starts showing up at his office to get fixed and it's not working. So he realizes, oh, this doesn't cure hearing, but it is good still for stuff.
Okay.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, like a lot of people are showing up. Like,
this isn't cure hearing, but I like it.
But I got to be honest with you, it cures me.
It's satisfying.
I haven't had meaning in 3 decades.
One day this is going to be called ASMR on TikTok.
Yeah, one day we'll have these things called microphones and people will come from everywhere to listen to the sounds. And kids on TikTok will make fun of it. So he starts to realize...
We gotta get the kids on TikTok to make fun of our podcast. That's the only way this thing's gonna grow.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
We should hire a bunch of them to make fun of us.
To be patent continued. Pending. Patent pending, whatever. All right.
Hey, if you're looking for a job.
Here's how I get them to make fun of us. Ready? Okay, everything that Gen Z makes fun about millennials on TikTok is like stuff that they're like, they make fun of us for like the sleigh all day and yeah, it's coffee time. I think, isn't that Gen X and millennials? Every millennial I know that does that stuff does
we're
it.
We're making fun of Gen X.
Ironically,
yeah,
right?
We're making fun of someone else, yeah.
And, but we just do it so well that Gen Z is like, oh, we're making fun of millennials. And you're like, no, we... No, we're better than you.
We were making fun.
We were making fun of them.
Yeah.
We just were funny.
We just were better at it.
And you're not.
Yeah. You are much more make funnable.
This sounds like the segment that we recorded after we were like, let's get them to make fun of us. You idiots.
Yeah, dummies.
That'll work.
Let's find something you can make fun of.
You got played.
Yeah. That'll be $50.
Because you know they're not going to listen to that back half of this.
No, they're not.
Oh, man.
And then they'll take that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, this is our podcast. So Didi, he...
Dr. Palmer, please.
Not yet. So Didi starts practicing.
Yeah, you can just make up a science and then just be like, nah, this is chiropractic and now I'm a doctor.
This was an interesting time in history.
Yeah.
Because... medicine was starting to really come into its own as a science. Germ theory happens during his lifetime.
Okay, okay.
And so all of this is kind of... magnetism and a lot of other pseudoscientific medical treatments were all popping up at the same time, like the goat glands guy.
Yeah.
This was all the same time frame where people are figuring out all this different stuff. Snake oil was happening. And then the nation as a whole came together and eventually the American Medical Association was formed to be like, we need to come up with a standard for this because this is crazy right now. And so this is all happening at the same time. And so medicine as we know it today was in its infancy. Like there was always doctors and stuff, but medicine as we know it was different. So at this time it was kind of like, yeah, you could go become a doctor and like get a doctorate degree, but like people would still see you if you weren't a legal doctor.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I'm saying you just, you'd go by doc.
That's also true. Like there was no one was going to be able to verify that.
You just move into town and be like, yeah, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
It was like, okay.
Much easier to fake those documents. Those documents.
Doc.
This makes a lot of sense now.
There you go.
Yeah. Is that why they call it doctored?
I don't know.
If you doctored the documents?
No, it's because you physically altered them. You did something to them.
Yeah, so that way you could tell everyone you were a doctor?
Sure.
So
I don't know.
So he got into... he started doing this, starts popping people's backs and stuff, and he starts to have... He's like, I got to come up with a reason why this matters, basically. I don't know if... He never said this, but it very much appears. Like he's like, I got to come up with a medical reason for this.
Okay.
So
I got to come up with a medical reason for this.
That's what it looks like. So when he realizes it's not going to make deaf people be able to hear, he's like, well, we'll do just about anything else. So he identifies, or as chiropractors will say, he discovers what's known as subluxation.
Yes.
So subluxation is something with your spine not working right.
Subluxation is...
You could probably describe it.
Yeah, is the idea is that it is turned... And not so like your spinal cord has a passageway, mm-hmm. and when it's subluxated, it's when one of them is turned, and so it's almost like you have a water hose that mm-hmm. you've pinched a little bit, and so now that passageway is thinner.
Interesting.
And so the theory, as explained to me, is that your spinal cord is still sending signals, right?
Yeah.
It's just dampened signals, essentially.
It's weakened.
Weakened. Yeah, that's a better word. Weakened signals.
Interesting.
Because my chiropractor will often pop something in my back, and he goes, "You're gonna poop better this week because your brain's sending better signals to your intestines." And I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know.
Here's what's interesting.
Every time I go, I wear a relief band. This is not how they want me to promote them.
My chiropractor won't let me open my eyes until I...
What if every brand deal I get, I come on this podcast and I just make fun of them? I mean, like, they're not gonna check.
There are some that I've looked at where I'm like, I mean, Pepsi's never going to sponsor us. But if they thought about it, and we've made a lot of fun of Pepsi on the show. I mean, Pepsi sucks, but...
Pepsi sucks more than Gen Z does. You guys want to hear?
I do love Pepsi Nitro, though.
They did try to cancel us for Pepsi? Gen Z.
Oh, that's right.
Tried to cancel us because we went...
Don't you ever... Because let's be real. Okay. Don't come at us over medieval times.
Oh, yeah, dude. We almost got canceled for medieval times.
Did you think we got canceled for
something? No. I was just making sure that you knew. Yeah, we almost got canceled for going to medieval times.
Yeah. Medieval times is freaking sick, man.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know they were on strike.
It makes sense, though, because they even turned the power on. Because,
bro, it makes way more sense that they were on strike after the production we saw.
It was so bad.
It was the actor, like the knights were great, but like the production team clearly had never done that before.
They didn't even know how to turn the lights on.
Yeah, all the production stuff quit. They turned the fluorescent lights on.
Yeah,
and then like so, there's a
and they turned the AC the off.
There's part of the show. At a medieval times where they fill the room with fog and like cool lights and like almost like laser stuff. And there's this gray horse that does this beautiful dance and through the fog looks probably amazing. All right.
Yeah.
When with it's the music an and empty everything. Arena, silent fluorescent lights.
And you can hear this arena full of people eating chicken with their hands, legs with their hands.
There's no music.
And the horse is just,
and the horse is just doing its thing. To no music.
Way less impressive. It does make you wonder, like, how did that take off in medieval times? Like, in medieval times, that was as cool as that got.
Well, they had live music, right?
Oh, yeah. They would have someone with, like, a harp and lyre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
They had a guy with a harp.
Probably better.
And then a guy over here who was just like...
Yeah, last week I fought a bear and I kicked it.
I got this shark tooth necklace when I jumped off the boat and fought a shark. I'm a ninja.
Like, I'm an entrepreneur. I met Mark Cuban last week. Everyone's like, I just don't understand why we have Super Bowl in the band. I went to-
What's the biggest lie you ever told?
The biggest lie I ever told?
Yeah, you got caught in. You know my Super Bowl story, right?
No.
When I was in third grade, I don't care. The podcast, I don't care about the topic. When I was in third grade, we were talking about the Super Bowl in class, and a kid across the room went, did you say you went to the Super Bowl? And everyone in the room turned and looked at me. And as a third grader, I knew how star power worked. So I went, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And I rode that way for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Until my mom talked to the teacher, and the teacher was like, hey, he told us about your trip to the Super Bowl. I don't think you went to the Super Bowl. And my mom was like, we did not.
Yeah.
And so my teacher made me get up in front of the class, stand in front of the class, confess? And say, I lied.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
It sucked. Yeah. But it was really because of Randall saying that across the room, and then like just said
it
yes,
put you in a spot.
And then he hyped it up more,
yeah.
And then it became like I wasn't like actively lying to people a bunch,
yeah. But you weren't,
yeah. But then once it snowballed, it was kind of like, yeah, you know, if someone asks, I'm gonna say yes because I'm a third grader and I'm not stupid, I know how to, you know,
interesting.
Brooke wasn't talking to me before she thought I didn't go to Zoom, you know,
yeah. I don't know if I could tell any of my lies on this show. Okay. They're still active.
Okay. Oh my gosh. All right.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Sure. So I don't remember how we got here.
Yeah, we were talking about
We're talking about Dede Palmer. So yeah. Dede Palmer essentially was just like this
he
is
discovered
a real
subluxation.
That's right.
Which should be noted. Here's what I'll say for this episode, because it's something that so many people actively do.
Yeah.
I was like, I did a decent bit of research on both sides of this argument. Cause yeah. I didn't want to just look at one end.
I have been to the chiropractor. I do feel better after I go to the chiropractor. Yes. I don't think it's the permanent solution though.
Yes.
I think ultimately the stretching and workouts that I've done for my muscles have made me feel a lot better than chiropractic care.
Yes.
Did.
Yeah. That's what medicine, most modern medicine would agree with.
Okay.
That statement. Subluxation.
Some people are pretty anti-chiropractor.
Some subluxation as a concept is not real. It has not been
scientifically proven.
Yeah, there has not been any scientific evidence to show.
Not real.
There's not been any scientific evidence to show that anything even resembling subluxation exists at all.
Okay.
And there's been multiple double-blind studies and multiple like...
Double-blind?
Yeah. Multiple attempts. And he tried to heal him with the cracks, but they couldn't see.
They were only single-blind. And that's not... You can't even tell. You know?
But here's the thing. After he cracked their backs, they could see the rickets on the carriage outside through the wall.
And he's like, it's 2023. I think we did something real messed up. Where are your eyes at? Oh, my eyes are in the past. Hey, that's a movie idea. Someone goes to the chiropractor, they get their neck popped, and then they walk around, and their eyes, it's like alternate reality.
They see the world 200 years ago, but they're where they're
in that, you know what I'm saying? So they're talking to a lamppost, but it's George Washington, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we should... Robert and
Don't
Chase.
Don't touch my knee. My bare knee. Stop.
Maybe we should.
That's what they're going to make fun of us for.
Perfect. I'm looking for something. Everybody's looking for something. I'm like starting to reach that point in my Celsius.
Okay.
No, we should ask Robert and Chase to write that screenplay for us.
All right.
Let's see where you go with it. They're watching this, hopefully, as they're doing their jobs. Robert and Chase are our new editors. I don't know if we've talked about them at all on the show yet. Okay. We definitely haven't.
By the
changed.
Time this episode comes out, they may not be.
They got fired. we haven't changed our outro, so it probably still says Connor.
Oh, I think it's still...
Okay, so...
How many Calebs are in our outro?
Anyways, Robert needs a C name.
Crobert.
Okay. Jason Crobert are our new video editors. They're great.
Crobert's kind of a cool name though, I'm not going to lie.
Look, I kind of want to stick with that. I like it. Christian, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show. Calix. Christian, I've stopped calling him Christian. I've called him Christ.
Christ.
It says Christ in my phone.
You call him Christ?
Yeah, I told him. I said, does anybody ever call you Christ for short? And he was like, no, nobody.
Not really.
And I was like, I'm changing it in my phone. And so I did it. Now Siri, when he texts me, it'll say, Christ said, and I'll be like, he never said that.
Christ said you can do all things.
Yeah. But he usually just says, hey, I sent you an invoice. Can you pay me already? Ah. That's pretty much all we talk about. So, Dede, or no, subluxation, they've attempted...
It's not scientifically proven.
In x-rays, in MRIs, we cannot find evidence that it exists.
Sure.
And so a lot of doctors are pretty passionate that it doesn't. Some chiropractors are. The Chiropractic Association... will tell you, or recently has started to try to distance itself from subluxation because it doesn't exist.
That's interesting.
So
imagine being a chiropractor for like 30 years though, and then having to be like, I have to walk that back.
Yeah. A lot aren't. So
I'm going to walk that back like half my patients can't after I paralyze them from bad practices.
So he says, okay, the subluxation thing, kind of like you said, it's got that signals. You're weakening the signals. So anything in your body that's wrong with your body, if we fix this, like we can fix that. And so that's what he brands it as.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Some chiropractors definitely fall into that. Like, you don't need chemo. You need chiropractic. And yes. You're like, ah.
It becomes a panacea.
Yes.
And that's where it becomes really questionable. And that's kind of where he started as was.
I went to the chiropractor because wrong. My hip, like yeah. I felt like I wasn't able to, like I couldn't drive long distance yeah. without my hip being weird.
Which I will say that is one of the few things that I've seen where, medical doctors will say that's a decent reason. If your lower extremities have issues, then you probably do have some spinal issues. And so going to get adjusted and that would be one of the first things that they would recommend because they don't want you to do surgery if you don't need it. So right. They would say go to physical therapy, try a chiropractor, try all these other things. If you have issues in your lower extremities, then that could be an actual spinal issue. Then an adjustment could help there.
Okay.
Anyways, but what Didi branded it as was whatever's wrong with you because it's that spinal cord.
Right.
If we adjust it, we can fix anything. And so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is like, oh, I'm going to poop better now or I'm going to.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to breathe more clear this week.
You're going to be able to.
You're going to sleep better this week.
You come in and he's like, hey, so how was those poops this week? Does he ever do that?
He makes me keep a journal.
So he starts practicing with the subluxation thing.
Okay.
And he says, whatever's wrong with you, come, I'll pop your back sure. and you won't have whatever problem you have now.
Right.
And a lot of people like are like, oh yeah, it does help me. And some people are like, that doesn't help at all. And this guy,
my
like,
chiropractor has pictures of this guy all over the office.
Yeah. He's cool.
I'm saying like now that I've remembered his name,
yeah,
he has pictures all over his office. Like Fire in the Hole has pictures of bald knobbers all over their ride. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Hey, thanks for checking out this episode. If you like this and you want more of our show, we've got plenty of other episodes. One of my favorites is Action Park, a super sketchy theme park that was basically overrun by teenagers and they just made the rules. It was in New Jersey. It was a wild story, but we did a whole episode about it and I think you'd like it. So when you're done with this one, go check out that episode. But for now, back to this one.
That's okay. Pretty good.
Anyway,
so he starts having people come and there's like mixed reviews,
yeah.
But a lot of people really like it and are showing up. And some other people are like wanting to learn to do.
And at this time, is he like doing their necks and stuff?
Yeah, he's doing everything. He's popping them.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
I've never been to the chiropractor.
My chiropractor will sometimes say I learned a new move and I go, no, thank you. I'm not joking. I learned a new move. Like, let's just do tried and true, man.
There is now mixed reviews, but there's a growing population of people who are wanting to practice it. And they're
wanting to be chiropractors.
They're wanting to be chiropractors.
Because they're like, this guy's making too much money.
Yeah, they're like, hey, it's working. And the American Medical Association is getting wind of what's going on and they seem to be asking questions.
Okay.
And so he realizes... and this is, I should say, we've fast forwarded years. Like
I was going to say, how long is
decades.
This?
Like he's established a college in Davenport. His son is growing up and his son has actually began to practice. And like a lot of time has passed. Like he's been practicing for years. More and more chiropractors are being trained. And now the American Medical Association is knocking on the door. This is early 1900s now. And they're asking a lot of questions that he is concerned about because it very much seems like they are trying to shut them down
yeah.
because they don't think it's legit. And so he says, okay, if we try to operate as an actual medical establishment, we have to go through the American Medical Association and get certified for all this stuff and do everything that they want us to do.
Yeah.
But he said, but because we're in America and we have certain freedoms, I can
do whatever I want.
Well, he says, if we're a religion, then they can't infringe upon
the
our
Church
religious
of chiropractic,
our religious practices. And so he writes a bunch of books on the philosophy of chiropractic and he establishes it as a religion. And this is a quote from his, so this, there's a book I believe it's called the Chiropractor's Adjuster, which is his religious guide on chiropractic. And here's what he says about chiropractic in that book. He says, we must have a religious head, one who is the founder, as did Christ, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, and many others who have founded religions. I am the fountainhead. I am the founder of chiropractor in it as its science and it as art and it as philosophy and in its religious phase. He went on to say, I am the only one who can do that. And he goes on later to say that the text that he writes about chiropractic, he was inspired by God to write. And he says that he claims that there was another doctor who had been gone for like dead for years who comes to him in visions and tells him what to say.
Yeah, he just holds the magnets up. That's what I'm saying. He talks to the dead.
He's got a Ouija board. And he's like,
we should have a quote on our new studio wall that says, I am the one, D.D. Palmer 38-2 or something.
I am the only one. And so he establishes it as a religion to protect it from the American Medical Association.
Okay.
And it really does become a cult, which is interesting because it's very similar to how people in chiropractic behave now. A little culty. And so he sets it up as a church to protect it. But his son BJ did not like this decision. He wanted it to be a business. He didn't want it to be medical. He didn't want it to be religious. He wanted it to be a business. And so they started to kind of have this feud that went on for years.
Okay.
Well, the American Medical Association...
If it's a religion, they don't pay taxes either. Okay. Sorry to jump ahead of your story.
Yeah. So they start feuding. They end up getting to a spot where BJ's running the college. His dad's running their practice, their family practice. And his dad's kind of running chiropractic as an institution. Cult.
As
an idea, yeah. And his son is running the college, training all the chiropractors. Well, the American Medical Association ends up coming through with a ruling basically like, hey, you guys are all frauds and you're lying to everybody. And anybody who's practicing this needs to go to jail or pay a fine and stop practicing.
Okay, what year was that?
I believe it was the early 1900s, like 19th. I don't know the exact date. I want to say like 1905-ish, somewhere in that ballpark.
Early 1900s?
Yeah. And so Dee Dee, being the man that he was like, I will not pay a fine for this. I will not recognize that you won't recognize this. And he's like, so you'll have to put me in prison.
La, 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 la. Oh, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Let me correct. So he goes to prison for it. His son pays the fine. His son's like, whatever, I'll pay the fine.
Oh my gosh.
And he goes to prison for it.
For his beliefs?
Yeah. Well, he stays for a month and realizes I've made a mistake. And so he sells the school.
The prison system works.
He sells the school to his son. And he
says, what you're saying is he was a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And he would take people's spines and make them straight.
Yeah.
And then he got scared straight out of that.
Yeah. 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 Pretty accurate. And so he sold the college to his son so that way he could pay his fine and get out of prison. And so he did that. And I'm a little foggy on the details of what happened here because there was this big judgment that came down. I'll clear it up. Because there was a big judgment that happened and everybody had to pay their fines or go to jail. But then after that all kind of happened, like a bunch of chiropractors were able to just keep practicing. And so I don't know if like...
Okay.
It was... I don't know exactly how they weaseled their way around that, but they did. And they were able to continue practicing. So BJ continues running the college and
my chiropractor at the beginning of 2020... gave me a letter.
Yeah.
That he said, if you get pulled over and they're like, why are you out of your house? You tell them you're on your way to the chiropractor and you give them this letter to prove it.
What?
The very beginning.
During like the lockdown.
The 2020 lockdown. Yeah. And I was like, do you think the SWAT teams are going to pull me over? And we're like, where are you going? I'm like, Hy-Vee.
Yeah. I forgot when you said 2020 what happened in 2020, and I thought he was just a general, like,
and he was just like, here's over, a letter, you get pulled over, dude. I'm like going 90 in a 40
chiropractor.
It's okay. Sorry, it's urgent,
I need to get adjusted, I
haven't pooped in days.
Yeah, my subluxed. I'm subluxed. And the cop legally has to let you go. Okay, I'll lead the way.
He's got to say two things. One, I'm a cop. They have to tell you that.
Watch out, that guy's a cop.
And then they have to go, okay, I'll escort you to
the chiropractor.
You can call 911 and ask for that.
That's why chiropractors has COP in the name. They're all cops.
Cops. Okay.
So BJ now has a school and starts running the school.
Yeah.
Didi, and there's a fierce rivalry between the two of them. They're both. Didi is building this philosophy of chiropractic and running it as a religion. BJ is like, no, we're a business. Forget all that religion stuff. We're a business. And I'm making all these devices, medical devices for all the doctors I'm training.
Devices.
Yeah. So, and a lot of them are actually still in use today.
Those little clicky things?
Yeah. The things that do the measurements and define the subluxations. He was creating all these devices.
Yeah.
Ironically, he built a device. What's it called? Remember in Scientology, our Scientology episode, that device that they use with the Converse where they have to hold those things in the beginning to decide like how saved they are or whatever? He built the device that would become that, like, because they became friends at some point. L. Ron Hubbard.
Chiropractic is linked to Scientology.
Yeah. L. Ron Hubbard became friends with BJ. And
that makes so much sense.
And L. Ron Hubbard was like, what's that? And he was like, oh, it does this thing for chiropractic. And he's like, can I have like 50,000 of those? And then they use those as their devices for Scientology to see if you
were saved.
Whatever those are called. They're those meters. Well,
no one who's subluxed can be a Scientologist.
You're so subluxed. Anyway, that's a total sidebar. But yeah, it does make a lot of sense that they're connected. So BJ was trying to build this business where he was training these doctors.
Okay.
He wasn't a doctor himself, but he's training these doctors and supplying them with their certifications. And then he would sell them the devices. And so that was his business model, cool. Which was a good plan.
So he wasn't actually doing the chiropractic stuff anymore.
No.
He was
building a business around
Got it.
That served the people who did it, which was pretty smart because he knew, oh, hey, there's a lot of people like practicing in this is sketchy right now. And he's like, I don't want to do the religious thing because that's weird. But he's like, but if I supply them, then maybe I can get around the legality of it,
okay.
Which he did for a while. And so meanwhile, Didi goes out to California and tries to start a college in California. It fails. He then goes to...
it failed?
The college, yeah. The college
in California?
Failed. Yeah, it didn't work.
really rethinking my move.
And then he goes to Seattle, drives in Seattle, it fails. And then I want to say he went to Phoenix, somewhere in the Southwest.
Desert.
Fails. So then he goes back to Davenport, Iowa and opens up a college two blocks from BJ. And it's like, come to my college. I'm the only one who's capable of teaching you this stuff. And so the feud is starting to get really bitter at this point. And allegedly, in December...
Yeah. Didi gets murdered.
In December of 1913, there is a homecoming parade in town.
Okay.
And Didi is marching in the parade. And BJ runs him over with a car and kills him.
Well, I'm sorry?
In the parade. In the parade.
Wait.
So Didi doesn't immediately die of his injuries, but his son literally runs him over with a car in the parade.
In the parade?
In the parade. In the parade. Runs him over.
Okay, hold on. I think was he going the parade route?
No, Didi was marching in the parade.
Yeah.
And BJ...
Just by himself?
And BJ...
Let's just talk about that for example, though. He's just...
Didi is doing his own parade. He's the only person in the parade.
Yeah, and that's like, what I'm saying. That's a parade. That's just jaywalking. That's not a parade. That's just jaywalking.
Yeah, if
here's he's marching the parade doing.
Next time you're jaywalking, if the cops give you trouble, hand them a note.
Hand them a note. This is a parade. I'm allowed to be here. Legally, you have to tell me if you're a cop, and then you have to start this parade.
You have to join. You have to get all the cops, and they have to lead.
And
us.
Every horse in town, and they've got to be at the end.
And also
get a fire truck.
Also, Santa has to be at the end too. I don't know where he is. Call him. He's got to be here. I'm doing a parade.
He'll find us. So he's in the parade, just marching.
He's marching a parade,
and his son, is his son driving the parade route? That's what I'm saying. Or his son just drives into the parade.
I'm pretty sure his son just drives in and gets him. and so, but he doesn't die. 2 weeks later, he's back in California.
But do people at the parade have seen BJ hit?
Everybody knows BJ ran him over with the car. It's not a question.
And they're like, I don't know if this makes me want to go there more or less.
Well, he ran him over and he showed him a note.
He's like,
cops, a note. And he said, sorry, I'm on my way to the car.
My religion said I could do this. My religion said I could run my dad over.
You can't. It's in the religion. And so he goes to California and he ends up dying in California 2 weeks later of typhoid fever.
Okay.
And BJ is exonerated of all of his crimes. Seems very fishy to me. I don't know. So legally speaking, technically speaking.
I think it's Sir Typhoid.
Sir Typhoid. He was giving everybody Sir Typhoid.
Sir Typhoid.
Chiropractor and he gave me Sir Typhoid.
Sir Typhoid.
It's so dumb. So he gives him Sir Typhoid.
Sir Typhoid.
Sir Typhoid.
Sort of forward freak.
He dies of typhoid fever, allegedly. And then
also the 32 broken bones in his body. But most of the typhoid, I think.
We're pretty sure it was just that.
It's like if I shot someone and they were like, yeah, they had the flu though.
He just stopped breathing. We don't know why.
That's like every person on the internet. That's just like, oh, were they vaccinated? That's probably why they died. You're like, yeah, you don't think it was the five-story fall that did them in?
You don't think it was the other stuff?
You don't think it was everything else?
It was like, that was probably the
least. You don't think it was the plane crash he was just in that might have taken his life? You think it was because he was vaccinated?
So he dies, and it turns into a business. BJ is like, we're burying all this religion stuff.
Not my dad, though. We're not burying him.
I'm packing him up with a bunch of stuff and putting him in the college. And he's the training dummy. You can pop my dad's
back. What?
Yeah, for $50 you can pop my dad's back.
He's pretty subluxed. he's so subluxed that he's dead.
It's like the Sorcerer's Stone, or no, not the Sorcerer's Stone, the stored in the stone. Oh. And it's like whatever chiropractor can pop best can bring him back to life.
You have not passed.
I'm trying to raise Dee Dee from the dead. Dee Dee dead. I'm
trying to raise dead over here.
That's what Dee Dee stands for, right?
Dead Palmer. This is stupid. I can't believe he got hit by his own son, dude.
His son kills him.
No, that typhoid kills him.
The son kills him. And then he starts a business and becomes an empire. For years,
that's my biggest fear.
The American Medical Association, your son kills you?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Your biggest fear is like going to prison for a crime you didn't commit. Mine is straight up that my kids will kill me.
Yeah. I mean, that's likely.
Like, I will sleep with my door locked at night, I think.
You're that afraid of
me? I'm pretty afraid of my kid killing me.
What about Ray?
She's not. I can overpower her so easily.
I mean, just have weak kids then.
Oh yeah, I'm going. Don't to. I'm let not them be feed strong. Any protein.
Yeah, you can decide how strong.
Hey, why are your kids like so malnourished? I want to be able to beat them.
I just want to make sure I can overpower them.
Make sure I can overpower them, dude.
All right, I think this rug is definitely getting my allergies going.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. I didn't think it would.
Shoot.
But I'm feeling it. We should vacuum. So they start the business. They start doing chiropractic for years. And they establish a college. The Palmer College still is like the college for chiropractors in Davenport, Iowa.
Okay.
It's a big deal. I'm pretty sure it's Davenport. We keep saying Davenport, but I'm not positive. I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry, I'm texting.
They continue this battle with the American Medical Association to this day. In the 70s, as recently as the 70s, chiropractors were going to jail for practicing chiropractic because the American Medical Association was like, you're doing stuff that's not real. Recently, there has been, I don't know how to describe it. Recently, they've softened their approach. Because in the 90s, there was a chiropractor who sued the American Medical Association, saying that, like, for libel.
Okay.
And lost that lawsuit big time. The jury was like, yeah, we all know you're making this up. And so lost that lawsuit, and it was this whole big deal. Well, in 2003, I believe, he reopened the case and used some weird niche law to basically say that whole jury was like unfit to rule on that case. And in this reopened case, they were able to then win that case against the American Medical Association.
Okay.
And the whole case basically that he brought forward was that there was this kind of sleeper cell within the American Medical Association that was trying to take down chiropractic from the inside. It was a big conspiracy theory to the point where there was a chiropractor who allegedly went undercover within the American Medical Association, got a job with the American Medical Association, and leaked a bunch of documents. We still don't know who his name is, who his actual name is. He goes by Sore Throat. Leaks a bunch of these documents, allegedly from the from the American Medical Association, saying that, like, yeah, we need to crush chiropractic. Yeah,
we don't know who he is. He goes by Roast Beef. But the E's are threes.
Yeah, so Sore Throat brought this out, and then this guy sued him and won. And ever since then, the American Medical Association has pumped their brakes because they lost that big lawsuit. And it was a big deal for them. But the American Medical Association still stands pretty firm on the fact that chiropractic is something that can bring some relief and is something that can is like a pain relieving treatment, but it is not a medical treatment.
Okay.
Their stance. There is most of the doctors that I see talking about this say there is a place for chiropractic, as if it, like, if you have pain, it can alleviate that pain. And there are certain things that it does actually help. But it is not something that is actually fixing the problem. You're dealing with the symptoms when you're dealing with chiropractic. You're not dealing with the problem itself.
Okay.
And there's a place for that. Like, if you need pain relief, like, it can be a place where you can get pain relief. But there's also a lot of people who practice chiropractic that act like it can cure everything.
Right.
And that's sketchy. And that's not true.
If you just keep coming back. Yeah.
And there's no evidence for that. In fact, there's evidence to the contrary of that. And so...
that if you go too much, you're actually making it worse?
Yeah. Because it's like... It's just like what people say with when you pop your knuckles. Like, the more you pop your knuckles, the more you need to pop your knuckles. And if you continue to do that and then you stop, you cause problems. But if you continue to do it too much, you can actually open yourself up to situations where you can cause damage. It's the same thing with your back. If you pop things in your back too much, you're weakening all those connection points. And so eventually it could cause bigger problems. And especially with chiropractors, like, there are certain moves that are totally safe to do, but there are some new moves they could learn.
I just learned this new move. I don't know, man.
Yeah, there's some moves that they could do that are pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
And if they make a mistake, like, there are people who die from chiropractic adjustments that were botched.
Shouldn't have. Yeah.
And so it is something, I'm not saying, like, chiropractic is something that you should never do. but it's something that you should think of as like a massage. Like, it's not medicine. Sure. It's something that could relieve and could be helpful and could be good. But it's not medicine. And it was founded by a guy who thought it should be a religion, which is crazy.
Speaking of religions, we do have a Patreon. and only ones who could lead it.
Yeah. Are us.
Myself and Tim Stone.
And here's the thing. The government can't take this from us.
They could try.
They could try.
Come and take it.
But here's the thing. We'll run
them
over.
I'm going to hit you with my car. I'm going to hit your dad with my car.
Yeah. And then we're going to let people pop his dead body. I'm going to hit my dad
with a car.
We're all in our dads with cars. That's our religious beliefs. And you can't infringe on them.
I have a letter right here. It says three things. One, are you a cop?
You have to tell me legally.
Two, I'm going to hit my dad with a car because of the religious belief that I hold dear to my heart.
And you can't infringe on those.
And three, if you disagree with me, fiddle off.
Hey, thanks for checking out this episode. If you liked it, you can subscribe or watch some more episodes or some clips. But then I need to make this like 20 seconds. My producer said it has to be longer, so I'm just going to keep talking for a little bit. And is this long enough, Connor? Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks for being here.